Well, it's good to be with you all this morning. I hope you're enjoying the cooler weather. As many of you know, we value diverse voices here at Vox, and we have many different voices from within the Vox community, as well as outside of the Vox community, give our homilies. And so this morning, we're grateful for our good friend, Scott Erickson, who will open the scriptures up with us. So welcome, Scott.
When I was 13, my parents took my brother and I to Paris. My parents were involved with this international mission organization, and they were having their annual gathering in Paris. And so we got to go to Paris, and it was my first time overseas, and it was amazing. The adults spent a lot of time together doing adult things, and there were some caretakers of the children. And one day they took us to a French pool. I mean, it was a pool. There's nothing particular about it being a French pool. It's just a pool in France. And we went to the pool, and as we were in line to pay, there was a sign that showed swim trunks with a circle and a slash on it, which meant, hey, you can't wear swim trunks. And we were like, what's the alternative? And they were like, Speedos. None of us were prepared with our very own Speedos. And so what they had was like a box of loner Speedos. And here I am, 13, developing, going through puberty, and we go into the changing room and try these Speedos on. Now, my brother and his friends found Speedos right away, and they went right into the pool, water slides, all that kind of stuff. At the time, I was in middle school. I was a little portly and a little uncomfortable with my body, and I tried on one, didn't fit. I tried on another one, didn't fit. I didn't get to take the box with me. I had to keep going back to the guy who didn't speak any English and be like, it doesn't fit, and then like one had like a sailboat stitched on it. And then like, finally it was the like sixth one and it fit. Now I was tired of trying on Speedos, and I didn't care what it looked like. But this one was, it was gold. It was golden color, and it was shiny, a little bit, which I didn't know was, not typical of Speedos, but I went to the shower. I'm all alone in the locker room. Everybody's swimming, and I go in and to the showers to rinse off before you get in the pool. And I look down to check my Speedo, and everything that is touching the Speedo is transparent. Like everything. And I had this moment where I was like, what do I do? Cause I don't want to go back to the French guy with a wet Speedo and be like, you can see my wee wee. You know what I'm saying? And so I looked around the corner and the pool wasn't so far. And I decided to just run to the pool. And for like an hour and a half, I just sat on the side cause I did not want to swim around and people see me. And when we went back and I found my mom, I like, I remember bursting into tears cause I was so embarrassed. And I remember her looking at her friends, they were having lunch, and she looked at her friends and she goes, he's sensitive like that. And that is, or at least what I tell people, my most embarrassing moment. But that's not my most embarrassing moment. It's just the embarrassing moment I'm comfortable letting people see. There's this passage in the book of John where Philip has met Jesus and is convinced he's the Messiah. And he goes and finds Nathanael and he says, we found him. We found the Messiah. It's Jesus of Nazareth. And Nathanael goes, Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? And Philip's like, come and see. And so they go together to find Jesus. And when Jesus meets Nathanael, he's like, oh, here's an Israelite that there's no deceit in him. And Nathanael's like, how do you know me? And Jesus says, before Philip called you, while you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Personally, I've been working through a lot of my emotions about faith. I'm an Enneagram 4, so just tidal wave of emotions every day. It might seem funny, but I'm trained as a teacher. I've been a high school teacher. I've been a college professor, and I'm an author. And I'm a spiritual director, and yet I still have a hard time feeling comfortable as a teacher, even a spiritual teacher. And I've been working that out with my spiritual director. And where we've gotten to is that my uncomfortability with it is because I never feel like I have it together. I don't feel complete. I don't feel done. What I have perceived in the past or assumed is that spiritual leaders would feel different than the way that I feel. But what I've been finding is that actual feeling of not having it together, that feeling of undone, is actually being connected to God. That feeling of not connectedness is connectedness. I mean, Jesus says, like, heaven celebrates when one person's like, I need help, I'm a sinner, versus 100 people who are like, I'm fine, right? It's the one who is able to go, I don't have this together, is the one who is actually connecting to God. It's through our actual vulnerabilities and weaknesses that we connect with God. And maybe it's just because I've been meditating on this. I have a book coming out October 20th. It's called Honest Advent. Pre-order now. But, Christ comes through, Christ incarnates. The incarnation comes through human vulnerability. And so the place that we do connect with God is through that same human vulnerabilities. But that feels off, because often in our vulnerabilities, we feel shame and guilt. And so we assume that shame and guilt are the walls that keep us from knowing God. But Anthony DeMello, a wonderful priest, he said, be grateful for your sins. They're doorways to God's grace. What we have to do is shift to think that our shame and our guilt is a wall, but our shame and our guilt is a doorway to connect with God's grace. Weakness and vulnerability are the ways we are connected to God. And if you look through the Jesus story, if you just look at the characters who come and meet with Jesus or interact with Jesus, they're all meeting with him through their vulnerabilities. Like Nicodemus, one of the teachers of the land, comes one night in the dark and is just like, hey, we know you're a great teacher, but I don't get what you're saying. So this very brilliant, smart, sophisticated man is like, I don't get it. Right? A centurion comes to Jesus who's very powerful and he's like, I have all this power, but I can't heal my servant who needs healing. A woman comes to him is like, my body isn't working the way that it's supposed to, and I can't do, no, actually nobody can do anything for me. Zacchaeus meets with Jesus and he's like, somehow in my life I became a traitor to my people. I don't know what to do. Everybody meets with Jesus and connects through some kind of vulnerability. So go and read through the Gospels yourself and see all the interactions that people have with Jesus through these vulnerabilities. But I want to talk about Nathanael and his vulnerability with Jesus, which is, how do you know me? And I saw you. Jesus could have pointed out a number of other times where he saw Nathanael, but what he pointed out was the time that Nathanael was making fun of the whole thing, was making fun of, like, God's plan is coming through this crappy town. And it's that specific, like, it's embarrassing. Wouldn't it be funny to meet the Messiah who then goes, hey, remember how you were making fun of where this was going to come out of? And you'd be like, yeah, I can't believe you brought up that part. Did you see that? I thought I said that in private. Because there's a part of us that we want people to see, and then there's a part of us we don't want people to see. I don't like it when I'm not in charge of how people see me. And maybe you feel the same way. I mean, when you've posted a selfie, how many times did you take a selfie before you posted it? Or let's get a picture together. No, not that one. No, not that one. No, not that one, right? We want to be in charge of how we're perceived. But what happens when God already has seen us? What happens when God already knows us? And we weren't in charge of how God knows us. Our most embarrassing moment is the time when we're not in charge of how we want people to see us. And what happens is that this shame or this guilt or this inadequacy comes in, and we go, surely I will be kicked out of the group or love because I don't have it together. And what I think is fascinating in this Nathanael Jesus exchange, Nathanael had already said, surely God isn't coming. Surely the Messiah isn't coming out of this crappy town. And Jesus is like, hey, I saw that. I see you. And you're still invited to come. I told you my Speedo story, and I told you that that's not actually my most embarrassing moment. It's the embarrassing moment I feel comfortable telling. And you have an embarrassing moment that you feel comfortable telling, but you know that's not your most embarrassing moment. My most embarrassing moment is not shoplifting or voyeurism or murderous intentions, although those are embarrassing to admit. In fact, I actually don't know if this is even the right context. If this was a comedy club, maybe, because comedy is pursuing truth and it can involve crass. But in sacred spaces, which are also trying to pursue truth, they don't get into crass. They usually involve reasoning and wholeness. And so it's probably inappropriate to tell you the most embarrassing. But my most embarrassing moment and your most embarrassing moment is something you've done or thought of or felt that involves so much shame and guilt that you were like, if anybody ever saw this, I would be completely removed from love. And so what we do is we build this wall of shame and guilt and we go, this is the thing that will keep me from knowing God. This is the thing that'll keep me from God loving me. This is the thing that's in the way. And yet, Jesus to Nathanael, just like Jesus to us, says, oh, I already saw you and I know you and you're welcome to come and follow me. Inside of you is not all of these walls keeping you from God, but all of these doorways to connecting with God. So may you connect with the one who's given your life, who has fostered your faith, and who is involved in all the wondrous and embarrassing moments of your life.